Welcome to the Evolve Beyond Limits podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Geisel, self-mastery coach and mentor. The mission of Evolve Beyond Limits is simple. Fall in love with your life and change the world in the process. And each episode of this podcast is dedicated to helping you do just that. It's designed to bring you one step closer to an aha moment that could completely transform your life so that you can keep evolving into your fullest potential. The reality is how you show up in the world matters, and I don't want you to waste another second living a life that doesn't light your soul on fire. So let's have some fun. Welcome back to the Evolve Beyond Limits podcast. I am your host, Stacey Geisel, and we are here talking about the crown chakra this week. We are finishing out, rounding out our 7 or 8 part series on all the different energy centers within the body. And if you have been loving this series, make sure that you take a listen to the very end of this because there's something very exciting coming up if you've been really enjoying the content and just are itching to know more and integrate more of this into your life. So let's dive in though. Let's dive into the crown chakra. This one is actually located 3 inches above our head. It's not within our physical body. And the crown chakra is all about divine energy and pure consciousness. This is about our connection to divine intelligence, which means whether that be spirit for you, God, the universe, divine, whatever it is, it's that connection to that intelligence is where this crown chakra becomes so important. And it's also where all manifestation begins. It starts in our crown chakra from that divine intelligence, and then it makes its way through each of the chakras going down. And by the time it reaches the root chakra, that is where we actually manifest things into our physical world. So this is where that process begins. This is where we step out of simply knowing about ourselves and when we are actually able to see where we fit in the big picture. The crown chakra is, at its essence, is where we find the meaning in our life. The life lesson that really comes with the crown chakra is the ability to heal ourselves and others. And we can't heal others until we have taken the time to heal ourselves. This is about seeing this life as what it truly is, which is your opportunity to heal, to come back to whole, and then help humanity do the same. This is why we are here. This comes down to being able to set your ego aside and surrender to source, to God, to spirit. This is about being willing to surrender to the divine will. And how do we do that? How do we surrender to what, not what we want, but what we're actually here to do? How do we surrender to that? We have to step outside of our preferences. God doesn't give a shit about your preferences. Spirit doesn't care about all of the stories that you have created about what you like and what you don't like, what is good, what is bad. All they are asking is for you to trust where you are being guided and leave your preferences behind. This is where we truly live into the essence of this isn't about you. It's so much bigger than that. But we're all little selfish creatures walking around thinking that we're the, and we are, we're the main character in our own play. But everybody's the main character in their own play. And we have to start realizing that this is one big play and we all do matter. But we need to be able to see that as a whole. This is where we start to reach into different levels of consciousness. It's a consciousness that allows us to further explore the meaning of life. Not just living in the day to day, but exploring the meaning of life. Why are we here? What is your purpose? What does that connection to something bigger feel like? This is a level of consciousness that holds no bounds. It's a big deal. And we've talked a lot about all of the other chakras, and they've got, you know, different elements that they're attached to and different animals that they're attached to. This, in the crown, we go beyond that. If there's no physicality to it. And as we've worked our way through the chakras, we've lost touch and we've gotten further and further away from our physicality. And this is where we truly let go of that. We let go of that. So there's no physical element, there's no physical animal that's attached to this one. Now, what it is blocked by is attachment. Attachment to thinking that life has to be a certain way. Attachment to our preferences. Attachment is really what ends up causing so many people so much suffering, because we're attached to things being a certain way. We're attached to our beliefs. We're attached to our thoughts. We're attached to our limiting stories. And that attachment is keeping you from truly sinking into your purpose, because you're attached to your preferences. So consider that. There are some physical impacts. You know, there's been some physical impacts that come with each one. And some of the physical things that you may see, if this is a chakra that you are really struggling with, is anything to do with the central nervous system, the cerebral cortex. This is sometimes can lead be where a lot of depression comes from. A difficulty or inability to learn also comes from here. Confusion, boredom, apathy, alienation. It's almost like all of these things that make us feel separate. And like we don't have that connection or something bigger to live for. That is where a lot of the crown chakra physical things are coming from. Now, some of the imbalances that you're going to see with somebody who has this out of alignment, and remember, this is one that it develops over our entire lifetime. Okay. So it's just throughout life, this one continues to develop and continues to develop, or not, you know, if we don't put any work into it. But if we're seeing imbalances, it's usually that people are completely closed-minded. Like they will not see anything any other way. They may be very, very attached to their spiritual or personal ideologies. Again, very closed-minded. Their way is the only way. They consume too much. And this is something that we see in our culture so much, is that there's so many people out consuming information. And there's so much to consume, but yet they're not taking it. They're not integrating it. They're not doing anything with it. They just consume and consume and consume. They have a lack of reverence for life. They can't have gratitude for what life has to offer. They feel very, very scattered. It's like they can't get control of things. And then sometimes with these people, they have this imbalance, is they don't want to be in their body. And I actually see this, I've watched this unfold in some different spiritual worlds, is that people really struggle to be here and they can't seem to enjoy just being human. And so they have this, they want to use their spirituality as an escape. So that's also an imbalance, maybe in the other direction, but still an imbalance. We have to learn to work with all of them, and we want them all flowing. If this energy center is balanced, then we're going to see things like they're going to be very blissful. They will be connected to spirit and the earth. I can tell how spiritual somebody is, truly is, and spirituality in every connection to God, connection to whatever God you believe in, the universe, source, by how they treat the earth. You can't be spiritual and have no problem littering the earth underneath your feet. So pay attention to that. They're very happy. They're content. They're at peace with themselves. They're at peace with themselves. And therefore, when we're at peace with ourselves, we can be at peace with other people too. They have these magnetic personalities. They tend to achieve more miracles than other people. Well, really, spirit or God is coming through them, but they're the conduit. We're the conduit of those miracles. And they're in their body. They have a groundedness to them, but they also have this energetic glow coming off of them. You just know. It's a different way of living. So then in each one, as we've gone through each one, and if this is your first one, go back and listen to the last six of them, right? But the we've talked about the archetypes. So there's two archetypes. One is if we're very imbalanced, and then the other one is the balanced. And the first one is the egoist. This is when our crown chakra is imbalanced. Again, completely closed-minded, very boastful. These are your narcissists. They're very ungrateful for the life that they have. They have an arrogance to them. They have a very underdeveloped conscience. Very underdeveloped conscience. So they're not always going to do the right thing. They're very, very stuck in personal gratification, and that is why they don't always do the right thing, because it's all about them. It's all about them and their personal gratification. And no matter what they have to do to get there, they will. They have a lack of humility. And they just are completely entrenched in this materialism. Everything in the material world rules their life. I don't know about you, but I can pick out a lot of people like this. And it's no judgment. And this is not to go around judging people. This is to go around, and it's really to take a good look at yourself, because I have fallen into that category many different things. And probably still do sometimes. And that's what these tools are for. This is what this information is for, is not to look at the people around you and judge them. It's to look within yourself and say, where do I need to do some work? And I will say, looking at that list again, there's a few things I need to work on here. And it's okay. I'm all right with that. I know I'm not perfect. So the other side of this, if you are balanced, it's the guru. And you are your own guru. If someone claims to be a guru, they're actually an egoist in disguise, and you may want to run in the other direction. Okay? Be careful with this. The guru has no judgment. They don't judge themselves. They don't judge other people. They don't criticize themselves or others. They own their mistakes. They take responsibility for the things that they need to take responsibility for. They don't go around seeking external power, because the power is within them and they know that. They have this essence of a beauty and a softness that radiates from their soul. It's pretty beautiful what comes on the other side of the crown chakra and what just comes with this particular energy center. And now that you have made it to the crown chakra, here's the coolest part. The possibilities become limitless, truly beyond anything that you could have ever imagined. This is where you believe in yourself, and you are also happy with how imperfect you are. And when we can walk that balance of those polarities, amazing, magical things can happen in our lives and the lives around us. But this is only if you're willing to live it, to embody it, to test it, to experiment with it. There is no going around the lower chakras in order to get here. You don't get to jump straight up here, because this sounds like so much fun. The only way to get here is to go through all of them for as long as it takes for mastery. And remember when we started this conversation that this is not an overnight thing. This is something that takes mastery, and this is something that you may need to master for this entire lifetime. And that's something that we should look forward to, not dread. Because when we do that, it opens us up to knowing what is possible and yet not attaching yourself to it and allowing your life to unfold in a magnificent way. This is where your dreams become a reality. This is the gateway to life beyond what you currently know it to be. This isn't something that we can explain through words. Opening up your crown can only be experienced. And one of the best ways that you can start to tap into this is through meditation. It is the ultimate way to open up the connection between you and whatever divine you believe in. It doesn't matter what you call your higher power. The way to connect is to go inward through meditation. To feel more connected, you must be willing to sit and you must be willing to listen. There's all kinds of meditation. Each one has its purpose. Each one is beautiful in its own way. They each have their place. Experiment with all types of them. And then trust that divine within you that comes through. And keep in mind that I tend to do a lot of guided meditations, and those are all becoming available on Insight Timer, the app. So if you don't have Insight Timer, go ahead and download it, and you can actually look me up as a teacher, and you will find some of my guided meditations that I do. This is a great place to start when you're starting meditation, because it gives you somewhere to put your focus. And so make sure that you go on there. You can access all of them for free. And there's even a place where you can donate if you're loving them, or if you just want to support the podcast in any way, you can feel free to donate. I'm open to receive in that way if you want to. But I want to leave this series, because if you loved this series, if you just like really enjoyed all of the information that was coming through, maybe you had a few aha moments as we've gone through these 7 weeks through going through the meditations. Maybe you loved the information, but you can't seem to figure out how to live it. Then I have really good news for you. Living Limitless is a 6-month program that we go through each of the 7 chakras in depth. And this is where you learn how to integrate them into your life, to truly embody and work through each one with intention. This stuff is hard to do alone. And within Living Limitless, we have also 3 group experiences included in the program. This past round, we went to Cannon Beach, Oregon, Sedona, Arizona, and Crystal River, Florida. And the transformation of these women has been unreal. They have shifted and changed as individuals and evolved as a group in a whole. They have been with one another through the hardest moments of some of their lives, and it's truly been an honor to be a part of. It almost brings me to tears to consider what has happened in such a short period of time. So if you are interested in being one of the 6 women, it's only 6 women, involved in the next round of Living Limitless, then please reach out to me directly through the website, through Instagram, and we can chat about the next steps in order to make that happen. I hope that you really, really enjoyed this series. And until the next episode, remember that how you show up in the world matters. So show up and shine your light everywhere you go. And as you do so, watch as your inner world starts to shift, and then the world around you starts to shift as well. See you next time.